Okay, you translate, right? Okay.
Om gana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun miritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha.
So we're very happy to be here at this marriage ceremony. As was mentioned before, the traditional Vedic marriage ceremony would take place over 3 or 4 days, but we're shortening it to about an hour.
Kao što smo već spomenuli, izvorno ovakva ceremonija bi trajala 3-4 dana, ali sad smo je malo skratili na jedan sat.
Actually, there are different types of Vedic marriage ceremonies.
Zapravo postoje različite vrste vedskog vjenčanja.
One ceremony is called the Rakshasa marriage ceremony.
Jedna se zove Rakshasa vedsko vjenčanje.
That's where the husband kidnaps the wife, or the wife kidnaps the husband.
To je vjenčanje u kojem muž otme ženu ili žena otme muža.
And they're automatically considered married.
I oni su automatski smatrani da su oženjeni.
It may sound funny, but Krishna did that too.
Možda zvuči smiješno, ali to je i Krishna napravio.
Krishna kidnapped Rukmini when they were arranging her marriage to Shishupal.
Krishna je oteo Rukmini kada su dogovarali njezin brak za Shishupal.
And also Krishna encouraged his great friend Arjuna to kidnap Krishna's sister Subhadra when Balaram wanted to marry Subhadra to Duryodhana.
I također Krishna je ohrabrio Arjunu da otme Subhadru kada je Balaram nju želio oženiti za Duryodhana.
So that's one type that we don't usually perform.
E to je vrsta vjenčanja koju nemamo običaj izvršavati.
Another type is called the Gandharva marriage.
A drugi se naziva Gandharva vjenčanje.
That means boy meets girl, girl meets boy, they're married.
A to je, to znači da dječak sretne curu, cura sretne dječaka i oni se...
All they have to do in that case is just exchange their garlands.
I sve što trebaju učiniti u tom slučaju je izmijeniti svoje garlande.
There was one Vedic example of that I can cite. That's the example of Shantanu and Ganga Devi.
Shantanu i Ganga Devi je jedan primjer iz Veda koji možemo uzeti.
Shantanu was a great king. Previously, he was in the heavenly kingdom, and he got cursed to become a king on earth.
I on je bio veliki kralj koji je u prijašnjem vremenu bio kralj na rajskim planetama i bio proklet da bude kralj na zemaljskim planetama.
And also, Ganga Devi, she was the personification of the Ganges River, and she was also not so much cursed, but she was allowed to come to earth.
I Ganga Devi, koja je bila personificirana rijeka Ganga, je također, nije bila prokleta, nego je jednostavno, bila je dopuštena da dođe na zemlju.
So what happened is that Shantanu, he was by the Ganges, and he saw this beautiful girl, and he, well, fell in love, as you know.
I što se desilo je da je kralj bio uz rijeku Gangu i vidio je tu prekrasnu djevojku i kao što se to često puti dešava, zaljubio se.
And he said, let's get married.
I rekao je, ajdemo se oženiti.
And she said, yes, only under one condition.
Ona rekla, da, samo pod jednim uvjetom.
That you never argue with me any time in our married life.
Da se nikada s menom ne svađaš bilo kad za vrijeme našeg braka.
So this is what should go on now to hear this.
He
said, never argue with, I don't know about it. Anyway, so. She said, Ganga Devi said, as soon as you argue with me, I'm gone. I'm splitting. That's a split.
Splitting,
you get.
Ona je rekla, čin prva svađa izbija, ja idem.
Yeah, they understand that play on words, all right. So he said, he was so much in love, and he said yes.
What?
Because he was thinking, this beautiful girl will never say anything nasty or bad. Oh, she is so pure.
Jer je on razmišljao, prekrasna djevojka neće nikad reći nešto bezobrazno ili nečisto, ona je tako lijepa.
So then what happened is she did something that really aggravated him, but he couldn't say anything to her.
I desilo se to da je ona učinila nešto što ga je jako razljutilo, ali on nije mogao ništa reći u vezi toga.
she kept throwing their children in the Ganges water and drowning them.
Bacala je njihovu djecu u rijeku Gangu i utopila ih.
And this poor guy, he just had to keep his mouth shut.
A on je trebao mučati.
And finally, when she was getting ready to throw the eighth child into the river, he just couldn't take it anymore.
I konačno, kada se spremala učiniti isto sa osmim djetetom, on više nije mogao šutiti.
He said, stop!
Rekao je, stani!
And she said, all right, that's it, our marriage is finished.
I ona rekla, okay, to je to, naš brak je gotov.
So, of course, there was a higher significance to that, because that one child that was allowed to live, he was grandfather Bhishma, or Bhishma Dev.
Ali naravno, kao u svim vedskim pričama, postoji dublja pozadina iza svega toga. To osmo dijete koje je preživilo, zapravo je bio Bhishma Dev.
And the other children who had been killed at a very young age really wanted to die because they didn't want to be in the earth planet. They wanted to go back to the heavenly planets.
A ta ostala djeca, mala djeca koja su umrla tako mlada, oni zapravo nisu željeli biti rođeni na zemlji, već su željeli vratiti se nazad na rajske planete.
So that's an example of a Gandharva marriage.
I to je primjer Gandharva baraka.
So what we have here is a standard Vedic marriage, but there's a little bit different in this particular case than a standard Vedic marriage.
I ovdje što imamo je uobičajeni standardni vedski brak, ali postoji ipak malena razlika.
Because I kidnapped the groom and told him he had to get married. We were at the camp, and the Croatian camp, very, very nice, and I saw him, and I said, are you married yet?
Bili smo na hrvatskom kampu, i sreo sam ga, kamp je jako lijepo mjesto, svakako bi trebali posjetiti. Sreo sam ga i pitao sam ga, da li ste se oženili?
So I grabbed him and I said, you have to get married. So that's almost like a mixture of the kidnapping or some other type of marriage. So why, the question is, why did I say to him, you have to get married? And the question is, what's the need of marriage?
Well,
I'll explain what the need of marriage is, because nowadays people think marriage is not necessary. For example, I was speaking to a couple about a year ago in Finland, and I asked them, they had been together about 5 years, and I said, why didn't you get married?
Na primjer, pričao sam sa jednim mladim parom u Finskoj prije koji godinu dana i već su 5 godina bili skupa, pitao sam im pa zašto se ne oženite.
And they said, because it's so much trouble to get a divorce later on.
Toliki problem razvesti se kasnije.
You have to pay for the lawyer.
Moraš platiti odvjetnike.
You have to wait sometime.
Moraš čekat neko vrijeme.
You have to give money to the other person.
Moraš dat novac drugoj osobi.
So let's avoid that.
Izbjegnimo to.
And then, so that means that people are not willing to make commitments, loyalty, or be loyal to each other.
A to znači da osobe nisu spremne preuzeti obavezu, biti odani jedno drugom.
Because the purpose of marriage is not simply that one can enjoy in a physical sense or even in a subtle sense, but the purpose of marriage is a partnership by which people can progress both materially and spiritually together.
Jer svrha braka nije da bi osoba mogla uživati materijalno ili na subtilnom nivou, već je njegova svrha partnerstvo gdje se osobe pomažu da bi napredovale kako u materijalnom, tako i u duhovnom životu.
And one of the basic needs that people have in this world is the need for someone to have loyal relationships, you know, relationships that continue, like parent relationships or friendship relationships. These are very important.
I jedna stvar koja u ovom svijetu jako potrebna jesu dugotrajni odnosi, bilo odnosi sa roditeljima, prijateljski odnosi.
Just like I've recently been listening and reading the Ramayana.
Kao što sam nedavno slušao i čitao Ramayana.
And one of the most wonderful things that I consider to be in the Ramayana is the loyalty in the relationship between Ram and Lakshman.
I jedna od najljepših stvari koje ja smatram u Ramayanu jeste taj odnos i poštovanje između Lakšmana i Ramachandra.
So Lord Ramchandra, of course, he was told to go to the forest in exile, and Lakshman, he said, I'm going to follow you wherever you go.
I Ramachandra je bio prognan da bude u šumi 14 godina, i Lakshman je rekao, idem s tobom.
And when they were fighting with the demons, particularly Ravana and some other demons like Indrajit, whenever Lakshman would get hurt, Ram would feel like there's no use living if my brother doesn't live.
I kad god su se borili protiv demona, bilo da je to Ravana ili Indrajit, Ramachandra uvijek mislio, kad god bi Lakshman bio ranjen, uvijek bi mislio, ako njega nema, nema smisla živjeti.
So there was so much love and loyalty between these two personalities.
I postale toliko puno ljubavi i odanosti između te dvije osobe.
And that's really what we want in the marriage, too.
I to je zapravo ono što želimo i u braku.
Therefore, the marriage ceremony is a vow or a promise of loyalty. That's it.
I stoga je vjenčanje zapravo obećanje vjernosti. I to je to.
So one may say, what is the need of a vow or a promise or any of these other things?
Ja se vam može reći, pa koja je potreba tih zavjeta, obećanja i svih tih stvari?
Well, this is the age of Kali.
Ovo je doba Kali.
And it's extremely important to put in writing, to have witnesses, right? To anything we do, so that it cements itself in our hearts, that particular obligation.
Jako je bitno da stavimo na papir, imamo svjedoke za bilo šta što radimo, tako da bi se ta obaveza zacementirala u našem srcu.
And Krishna is very pleased when one is chaste and loyal to others, particularly in the marriage process.
I Krishna je vrlo zadovoljan kada je neko čestit i odan, posebno u ceremoniji braka.
I'll tell one story about a couple that was very loyal to each other and how they were able to avoid death because the lady was so loyal to the husband.
Ispričat ću priču o jednom paru koji su bili tako odani jedno drugom i uspjeli su izbjeći smrt zbog toga što je žena bila toliko odana mužu.
It's the story of Savitri and Satyavan.
Priča o Savitri i Satyavan.
So once upon a time, there was this beautiful girl. This is a very romantic story. So maybe you brahmacharis don't want to hear it.
Možda brahmacari ovu priču, vrlo romantična priča, možda ne žele čuti.
So there was this very beautiful girl, and her father could not find a qualified husband for her.
Bila je jedna vrlo lijepa djevojka i otac nije mogao naći kvalificiranog muža za nju.
And so she said to her father, after her father looked, that I guess I should go looking now for a husband.
I rekla je otcu nakon što je on tražio tako, rekla mu je, pa eto, možda bi ja trebala išta tražiti muža.
So she went all over the earth with the king's soldiers. It's not that she went to the bars or anything like that. She went, she did things in a proper way.
I tako ona obišla čitavi svijet sa kraljevskom vojskom, nije da išla po barovima i slično. Učinila je to na pravilan način.
And in those days they didn't have Facebook either, so.
U to vrijeme nije bilo Facebooka.
So finally she discovered that there's this gentleman, Satyavan, who she really wanted to marry, and she was really wanted to marry. And so she came back to her father and told her father that.
I napokon je otkrila tu osobu Satyavana za kojeg se zbilja željela udati i otišla je ocu ispričati njemu.
So when she told her father that, Narada Muni happened to be there.
I kada je to rekla ocu, Narada Muni se tu našao.
And Narada Muni said, that is not a good choice. You should pick someone else. And they asked, why is it not a good choice?
I on je rekao, to nije baš dobar izbor. Bilo bi bolje da izabereš nekog drugog. Oni su pitali zašto.
And Narada Muni said, he's a very good boy, perfect. But the only problem is he's going to die 1 year from today.
I Narada Muni je rekao, on je savršen. Samo jedan problem, za godinu dana će umrijeti.
And plus, he is taking care of his parents. His parents were actually exiled into the... they were sent to the forest because... Anyway, there was a problem. They were sent into the forest and by the prime minister, and they were in the forest, and he was going to die in a year from then.
I plus on se brinuo za svoje roditelje koji su bili prognani od premijera u šumu. I on se brinuo za njih i umrijeće za godinu dana.
Okay. So, what happened is she was so determined, said, I'm still going to marry him.
Ali ona je ostala odlučna i rekla je, i dalje ću se udati za njega.
So, they had a nice sacrifice like we're having today.
I imali su prekrasnu jagnju kao što mi imamo danas.
And a few days before the year ended, she started performing austerities for the benefit of her husband.
I nekoliko dana prije nego što je trebala doći ta godina, ona je počela vršiti strogosti za dobrobit svoga muža.
Mm. And so, on the day he was supposed to die, she said to him, I want to go with you to the forest, because they were in exile. I want to go with you to the forest to help you with your duties in the forest. It's like cutting wood and collecting things from the forest.
I na dan kada je trebao umrijeti, ona je rekla, želim otići s tobom u šumu, pomoći ti oko obaveza, oko skupljanja drva i slično.
So, getting the permission from his parents, she went to the forest with him. And then, right in the middle of all of his chopping wood, he collapsed and died.
I nakon što je dobila dopuštenje od njegovih roditelja, pridružila mu se u tim obavezama u šumi i usred tog prikupljanja drva, on se srušio mrtav.
Hmm. So, when people die generally, someone comes to take the soul out of the body.
I kada ljudi napuste tijelo, kad umru, neko dođe da izvadi tu dušu iz tijela.
And that person's name is Yamaraj.
Ime te osobe je Yamaraj.
Now, Yamaraj comes not just to punish people, but he also comes to reward people. He also has a place in his Yamaloka where people are enjoying themselves.
I on ne dolazi samo da bi kaznio ljude, već dolazi da bi ih nagradio. Ima mjesto na Yamaloki također za takve ljude.
So he was taking the soul out of the body. Soul was very small.
I izvadio dušu iz tog tijela, bila je vrlo mala.
And this girl, Savitri, she was following him.
I Savitri ga je slijedila.
And he said, no, 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 go back. And she said, basically, I just have a few questions for you. So, he had a discussion with her, and she asked a few questions, and he answered, and he was very pleased with her after some time.
I tako mu ona postavila par pitanja, imali su diskusiju, oni odgovaraju. Nakon nekog vremena postaje vrlo zadovoljan s njom.
And she asked for several benedictions. Each time he was pleased, he said, whatever benediction you want, you can have, but you can't have your husband back.
I tako je ona tražila neke blagoslove i svaki put kad bi on bio zadovoljan, rekao bi, da ću ti bilo koji blagoslov, ali muža ne može dobiti nazad.
One benediction she asked for with that, where her blind parents would get their sight back again.
Jedna od blagoslova je da njegovi slijepi roditelji dobiju ponovo svoj vid.
And regain the kingdom.
Da dobiju kraljevstvo nazad.
And the final benediction she asked for was a trick, to trick Yamaraj into getting her husband back.
I posljednji blagoslov je bio trik s kojim je željela dobiti svoga muža nazad.
So Yamaraj said, you can ask for anything, but just don't ask for your husband back. She said, okay, I just want to ask for one thing.
Yamaraj je rekao, možeš pitati bilo šta, samo nemoj tražiti muža nazad.
I want to have a child by my husband. And he said, Yamaraj said, okay, you can have a child by your husband, but don't ask for your husband back. So she said, guess what, Yamaraj? That's not possible. You have to give him back. So Yamaraj said, okay, I lost that one.
Yamaraj rekao, okay, njega sam izgubio.
So she saved her husband by that loyalty, by that chastity.
I na taj način je uspjela spasiti svoga muža.
Because usually the word chastity is applied to the woman, but it's actually also applicable to the man.
I riječ čestito se obično stavlja na ženu, ali zapravo jednako tako je primjenjiva i na muža.
And the husband and wife or friends should be friends, or husband and wife, or associated life after life.
I oni bi trebali biti prijatelji, muž i žena, život za života.
Now, that is really romantic.
I to je uistinu romantično.
Because people sing songs here about eternal love.
Ovdje ljudi pjevaju pjesme o vječnoj ljubavi.
There's no songs? You never have songs about eternal love here in Croatia?
Nemate pjesme o Hrvatskoj o vječnoj ljubavi?
Well, the husband and wife who serve Krishna together and assist each other in their service to Krishna as in a mood of friendship, they can be associated together eternally.
I muž i žena koji zajedno služe Krišnu u znaku prijateljstva mogu biti prijatelji za uvijek.
Not necessarily they'll be married eternally. That's not what I'm saying. But at least they will be working with each other to serve Krishna eternally.
Ne nužno da će vječno biti oženjeni, ali svakako će zajedno služiti Krišnu vječno.
As our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, said that just like we have a society in this world, which is called the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, then those devotees who go back to the spiritual world, there will be another society, international or intergalactical society, whatever you call it, the spiritual world, right? And then Prabhupada said another ISKCON in the spiritual world, and then we will all associate with each other and serve Krishna together.
I naš duhovni učitelj Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada je rekao, kao što postoji međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krišna u ovome svijetu, svi bhakte koji su u njemu i zajedno služe Krišnu također će biti u sličnom društvu i u duhovnom svijetu.
So this principle of loyalty is perhaps one of the most important principles in the Vedic system.
I stoga je taj princip odanosti možda jedan od najvažnijih principa u vedskoj tradiciji.
Just like I am sitting here before you because I am loyal to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Iš baš kao što ja danas sjedim ispred vas zato što sam odan svom duhovnom učitelju Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I'm taking the trouble to travel all over the world and during some austerities. And I'd much rather be at Govardhan, you know.
I uzimam tu poteškoću da putujem po čitavom svijetu, iako bih puno rađe bio u Indiji na Govardhan.
It's like I was at Govardhan last time, I go many times, and I was looking at the Babaji's and say, I want to become one too.
I na Govardhanu, kad sam bio, gledao sam Babaji, je tamo na Govardhan idem dosta često. Gledao sam Babaji na Govardhanu i pomislio sam, želim ja biti Babaji.
Because the Babaji's, they are chanting in ecstasy, the good Babaji's, they're chanting in ecstasy and fully absorbed in Krishna prema.
Jer oni pjevaju i potpunosti su apsorbirani u premu ljubavi prema Krishni.
But then I remembered that actually I'm a servant of Prabhupada. So my business, being loyal to Prabhupada, is to serve Srila Prabhupada, even when he's not present, to serve his mission, to serve the vani of his divine grace.
Ali onda sam se sjetio svoje odanosti prema svom duhovnom učitelju Prabhupadu, Bhaktivedanta Swamiju, i moja zapravo dužnost da služim njega čak i kad nije tu, da pomažem njegovoj misiji.
So that service, that loyalty, that dedication to Prabhupada is what gives me whatever spiritual strength I have.
I ta odanost, ta služba prema mom duhovnom učitelju daje mi svu snagu koju trebam imati.
So the relationship between husband and wife is not exactly the relationship between guru and spiritual master, but it is comparable. Srila Prabhupada does compare it in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I u četvrtom pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada uspoređuje, nije isto kao odnos između gurua i učenika, odnos između muža i žene, ali može se usporediti.
Just like he gives the example like a chaste wife, if the husband leaves the planet, the wife is ready to leave the planet with the husband unless the wife can continue the service of the husband.
I baš kao što čestita žena kad muž napusti tijelo, ona također želi napustiti tijelo skupa s njim, osim ako ne može ostati i nastaviti pomagati mu u njegovoj službi.
Srila Prabhupada says in the same way, the bona fide disciple of a spiritual master is ready to leave the planet when the spiritual master leaves the planet. And I remember when Prabhupada left, I was ready. But he should dedicate himself, if he remains, to serve the spiritual master.
Baš kao što je Prabhupada rekao, da i odani učenik učitelja treba također biti spreman napustiti planetu kada guru napusti planetu, osim ako nije spreman ostati i služiti njegovoj misiji.
So this is the significance of the ceremony. It's a vow of loyalty to each other, to assist each other, to be kind to each other, to encourage each other, and somehow or other to be interested in each other's spiritual welfare.
I to je zapravo krajnja poanta ove ceremonije, ta poanta odanosti, da budu spremni služiti jedan drugoga, pomagati jedan drugome, biti ljubazni jedan prema drugome.
Through happiness, distress, just like Bhagavad Gita tells us, what? Sitoshna sukadukada, agama paino nichas, tamsa tiksha shabharata. Happiness, distress, heat and cold, pleasure and pain, summer and winter seasons, through all the dualities of this material world, and dualities will be there.
Kroz sve dualnosti ovog materijalnog svijeta, kroz sreću i nesreću, ljeto i zimu, toplotu i hladnoću, i dualnosti će tu biti.
It's not that people get married and they never argue.
Nije da ljudi se ožene i nikad se ne posvađaju.
Is there anyone here who's married and never argued with their husband or wife?
Ima li neko ovdje ko je oženjen i nikad se ne svađa muž i žena?
Raise your hand.
Dignite ruku.
Oh, you never argued with... Yeah. And you never lie either. I know it's a joke.
He was forced.
He was forced by his wife to write. So, these things go on. There's always disagreement. Not always. You know. Sometimes there's disagreements. Sometimes there's some, you know, there's a little argument. But you just remain faithful to the person.
I te stvari postoje, ponekad dođe neka mala svađica, neko neslaganje, ali jednostavno trebamo ostati odani toj osobi.
And you won't always be young.
Nećemo uvijek biti mladi.
Okay, so on that note, we'll continue with the marriage ceremony. You ready? Jai, all glories to the Prabhupada. To the Prabhupada, ki jai.